Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision. Shift happens, and in this clip we have Sarah Technology's very own Shauna Richardson, and we have Acuvo's Jay Mossman and Neener Analytics Jeff LoCastro all talking about fintech. Is it a friend or is it a foe to credit union? So check it out.
Hi, Shauna Richardson here, Underground field reporter, coming to you live from sunny California. I've got two good friends and colleagues with me today, Jay Mossman, CEO at Acuvo, Jeff LoCastro, CEO of Neener Analytics, and we're going to get into some underground discussions. So, Jay, my first question is for you. The future of credit unions really lies in the integration of technology, social mission, and DEI, serving everyone equally. The digital divide is growing from the haves and the have-nots. Shouldn't credit unions be closing this divide? Obviously, there are members that have access and those that don't. CDFI funds are available. We've got a number of different CUSOs that have been instantiated to help solve this problem. Are credit unions going to step in, lean in, or are they going to go away? Will we recruit the newer, younger generation, multi-heritage generation, or not? Or do those go to fintech?
But I think the thing that really, in my mind, is going to help drive credit unions down the road is figuring out a way to build upon their brand. And what I mean by brand, I'm talking the credit union brand, not necessarily an individual credit union, but the credit union brand in its entirety. And I really wish the credit union industry would do more to advance that brand, the fact that it is all about the common person. It's about helping the people that typically are not going to get helped or served well through, through big banks, et cetera. Technology is going to be there for everybody, right? It doesn't matter whether you're a credit union or a bank or a fintech, that technology is going to be there.
So Jeff, as you work with different, industry segments, you work with credit unions, you work with community banks, you work with retailers, you work with associations, et cetera. Where do you see that there's a very strong positive growth model that still maintains a philosophical mission differently than a mega bank is going to? Is there one yet to be built?
I don't see it. I don't see it. I honestly don't see it. And it is frustrating because what we do, I'm not going to want to turn this into a pitch for Neener Analytics, but what we do feels very closely aligned with what a credit union is supposed to be about, the I know you. I mean, literally the I know you to that consumer, to that member. And there is this, I think that philosophically there's this idea that something that's operating as a nonprofit doesn't have to abide by the same economic principles as a for-profit. And maybe that was true in 1965, right? When you had boomers flowing to credit unions, but the exact opposite is occurred. And not-for-profit has to abide by the same principles as for-profits. And they have to be able to recognize the truth and say it out loud and know that it hurts. Example I like to use is, and I say this to every credit union that we present to, every credit union that we present, I say, look, we're headquartered in Sunnyvale, California, literally in the heart of Silicon Valley. One building, at any given time, there's 400 startups in that one building. The second floor is the fintech. At any given time, there's 200 fintechs on that one floor. Only two-thirds of them are tasked with disrupting lenders and credit unions and banks and disrupting. And disruption is a code for destroy. Let's be honest. Disruption is a code for destroy. So we've got literally 175 startups at any given time that are tasked, that have billions of dollars cumulatively working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with a passion to destroy you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for spending your time today.
Thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more coverage of the Underground Collision here on CU Broadcast.